Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. I would say good morning, but you know how it is, Mick.
Hey, I almost hit the over-under total, right?
You did. Yes, you did. Now, there are so many things
to
break down about this game. I want to start with this. Once again, first and goal, and you don't get touchdowns. Now, I will admit, I was totally fine with the opening drive and going for it. I realized that didn't work out, but I didn't want to change my opinion based on the outcome. I was fine with that, but you have a turnover on downs, and you have another one. You get inside the 10, and you kick a field goal, so two first and goals, and you get 3 points out of it. That feels like that's going to lose you pretty much every game.
And if you think that this is a kind of a three games in a row, four,
yikes.
Remember the previous games we talked about? They had three of those opportunities, and they didn't come away with touchdowns.
Yeah.
And how do they start this game? The same way they started the Denver game.
Yeah.
The only difference was they went for it, and I was all for it. You need touchdowns. You can't settle. You know, and it shouldn't come down to fourth down, right?
True.
You know, you had three other plays inside the 6 yard line.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to score, and they don't. And so that was like, you know, a bad omen to start the game off with, right? And you know, the defense only gave up 27 points.
Let's go. I probably would have thought we would have won that game.
You know, I looked up how long it's been since they didn't score an offensive touchdown in the first half. And I had to go back 70 games until I found that.
Like, they 70?
Offensively got shut out. Not, you know, I know they got the punt block touchdown.
Yeah.
But they got shut out offensively. No touchdowns. And it's like, come on. But, you know, when I start looking at it, and it sounded like Terrence Steele was a little bit under the weather. Josh Sweat just ate him up, right?
Yeah.
And they finally said, okay, let's put in Nate Thomas, who did better. But when he's in there, you realize they had a rookie, three second-year players, and Tyler Smith.
Who's not like a 10-year veteran. He's awesome, but he's young,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's four. It's fourth year. So you're playing with a lot of youth that I think teams suddenly have discovered something, especially these last two games, and they're taking advantage because they're not protecting Dak Prescott one bit. And the fact that he got sacked that many times, got hit that many times, and I'm sure the pressures were double digits again, and he had to run four times to prevent a sack, how are you going to score points? That's got to be better. They've got to figure something out on that offensive line that defense have finally figured out. Now, did they figure something out, or did they expose inability being so young and inexperienced?
Okay, so then kind of along those lines, especially going into a bye week, I know you mentioned it, potential migraine issues with Terrence Steele. Do you see a competition now at right tackle if we're looking to get better and shake things up with him and with Steele and Nate Thomas?
Well, maybe, or, you know, Nate Thomas and Guyton.
Yes.
And, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they've got to take a long look at it. But again, you'll only have, you know, three practices to implement that, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to have 4 days off in a row, and it's got to be Thursday through Sunday. So you're not doing anything today. You'll maybe meet tomorrow, and then that's it. So the bye really does nothing other than from the coaching staff. There's no, you know, regulation on how much they work.
Right.
That they can do more studying, more maybe, you know, consider adjustments somewhere along the line. But, yeah, and it's like, how about no penalties when you get inside the 10-yard line?
Yeah.
You know, that'll kill a drive faster than anything. And
no more running back fumbles. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's so many things you could pick apart. My take on this, I thought last week's loss to Denver was bad. I thought this one was worse.
I get it.
Just the fact that you're at home. You had played well at home. You had scored well at home. And I know I warned everybody on Friday, don't take a 2-5 team for granted because they were so close in all these games, or the fact that they lost 5 in a row. But you were desperate. You needed to win, and you got beat like that. I just thought this was a killer, and we'll see what happens when they get back from the bye.
The Marvin Harrison did not get over 100 yards yet again, so the Cowboys' defense was not the panacea
for him.
Oh,
he was open all the time.
That's where my question's going. Deron Bland seemed to struggle last night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And I don't know if it was all, everything, a lot of it was man. I think some of it was zone, that the safeties weren't helping out one bit. This was a guy that was being criticized. You know, he only had, 24, 25 catches. And I saw something that his dad spoke up.
Oh, yeah. His dad has lots of fiery thoughts.
Right? And maybe he was right, because they actually targeted him, yeah. Right? And it's, 7 catches, 96 yards, a touchdown. They couldn't cover him. And you were playing with your backup quarterback, mm-hmm. who may not be the backup. Well, they said that Kyler Murray's still the starter, but this guy was pretty good throwing 3 touchdown passes. So, yeah, they struggled with the guy. You know what? Every week the Cowboys either create or at least the candidate for NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Big facts right there, yes.
I think last week it was Rookie of the Week,
yep.
Offensive Rookie, and I think at least 2 other times it was Player of the Week, and they did it again. You can pick up Jacoby Brissett or Marvin Harrison having a come-out party this year.
And don't you think if this game was like a little bit more competitive down the stretch, it feels like Harrison could have had 10, 11 catches.
I know they stopped him in the fourth quarter. What did they force, 3 punts in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. And a turnover on downs.
They did it.
But I know they weren't, they were resigned not to taking chances. And there at the end, they were just going to run the ball every time to drain the clock so they didn't leave the Cowboys any time.
Rude.
It was, but again, 20, and I know it was 27 points, but, 6 of 8, I think it's 6 of 8. How many games? 9? They've played 3-5-1.
Yeah, look at you inflating our record, Mickey.
I wanted to say at least 6 times the opposing team has scored at least 27 points.
And I honestly, that feels low. I probably would have guessed it was
every
higher.
Every one of them, right?
Yeah, probably would have guessed.
It would have been the Jets, the Eagles, and I forgot what the other one was that was less. But, the defense sort of gave you a chance. I know it didn't look like it, and then the offense has failed now 2 weeks in a row.
The Commanders.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you.
So just because today is trade deadline day, I'm looking at the wild card. And if you look at the bottom of the wild card heap, you've got Detroit 5-3, Chicago 5-3, the Panthers 5-4. So you already lose the tiebreaker to 2 of those 3 teams. And I know you've got Detroit coming up in the schedule, but it seems reasonable to think that the Cowboys would need to go at least 6-2 from here to make the playoffs. And that just feels unachievable unless you have the most unbelievable trade deadline in the history of the NFL, which is why I have sat pretty firm whether people agree with me or not, that it feels like making high draft trades with your capital feels foolish today. Like Logan Wilson, I get it. No, I have no problem with that. But it feels like if you were to trade away quality draft capital today would be foolishness.
I wouldn't be in favor of trading a first-round pick for anybody.
Yeah.
Not at this point.
Yeah.
And especially not renting a player for 8 games.
Sure. Agreed.
I don't see where that's a benefit. If the guy has at least 2 more years you have of leverage with him on the contract, then I can see, okay, you know, maybe a 4th, 3rd, something like that.
Right.
But nothing more than that at this point. And I know they want to be competitive and they want to go out and do the best they can. But renting a player for and I'm trying to remember who got traded that I looked, and he was in the last year of the contract. The outside linebacker, defensive end from Miami. It was Phillips?
Phillips. Yeah, Phillips.
He was on the last year of his contract.
That's why the Cowboys were interested.
I'm not, but I wouldn't be in favor of.
But like the Eagles, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're like, well, let's go win now.
Yeah. And they're picking up basically fringe players, right?
Sure.
Alexander. Has been on the outs, it seems like, every team he's played with.
Yeah.
As a former first-round pick. So, I don't know where that benefits. And, you know, and who knows what, you know, he's got cooking. I can see the, you know, giving up a 7th for the linebacker.
Sure.
And you still have this year and 2 years left on his deal.
Yep.
I don't know that, you know, he would have to play awfully well for me to adhere to $6 million base salaries over the next 2 years. But reading in the Cincinnati Inquirer, it sounded like the Bengals, what are they, 3-5, 3-6, something like that, they've decided they're going with their younger linebackers.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I could see that.
And he doesn't have any more guaranteed money after this year.
Exactly.
Which is a huge deal. You know, we were talking about the offensive line. What did you think about Cooper Beebe?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I don't know that anybody played well.
I'm just
going to lump them all together. When you give up that many sacks, that many pressures, that many quarterback hits, you know, they started off running the ball well, and I think that was something that they could have hung their hat on. But when you get behind, you know, 27-10 at the blink of an eye, it's like, well, you know, there goes the running game. We got to throw, and. And now they're pinning their ears back and, you know, and giving you problems. So, it's just they let the game get away from them too easily, especially with those explosive plays. And then, you know, at halftime, it's like, okay, well, you know, let's come out and, you know, show them what we got. And the first play, you give up a 50-yard completion.
Yeah.
Talk about, the pin in the balloon. Holy cow.
Yeah.
So, and I understand they're shorthanded in the secondary and they're trying to, you know, do as well as they can. You got backup safeties. Basically you had 3 safeties out. Now, I don't know if you want to count Elijah Clark, you know, the rookie that started for the first time last week and gets hurt. So that's 3 of them out. And you're playing what you thought were your 2 backups, and I think we understand why they're backups now.
Right.
And then the secondary, you know, they tried to compensate and, get Reddy Stewart out there, playing in the slot. And, you know, they blitzed. They listened to us, right?
They did.
They were blitzing, and it's like, don't sit back. Just, you know, let's go for it. And they did, a nice job for the majority of it, but too many times Brissett had all the day in the pocket to look down the field and kind of eeny, meeny, miny, moe out there. Which one do I want to throw? It's just, they talk about complimentary football. Yeah, this was uncomplimentary football for sure.
I hope that is the name of your next column. I really do.
I think it was, if you thought last week was bad, this week was worse.
Oh, well, that feels accurate as well. Are you going to be trying to take time off for the bye, or you want to hop back on with us tomorrow?
Oh, no, I'll be here.
Yeah!
Will you be here?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be here, man.
Thursday,
sure.
Too?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe yeah, we'll be in our new studio next Thursday, though.
Yeah.
So maybe not Friday, though.
Okay.
All right. We'll
if that's okay with
we'll,
you guys.
We'll consider it. We'll take it under advisement.
Let me know.
Mickey.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com. Now, a couple of quick updates from the fantasy people. I don't think I said that right. From the 682. I finally won in my fantasy league, only because the other person played two people that were on injured reserve, and I still barely won and was sweating my ass off. From the 682, I'm fourth in my league in scoring, and I have won three games. From the 817, this one's wild. I'm in first place in a 12-man league. I lost to the then 12th place team a few weeks ago for my first loss. Now I've lost to the new 12th place team for my second loss. So the only teams that he's lost to. Like, that win probably got that other team out of last place.
I want to say thank you to Javonte Williams for single-handedly moving me back into sole possession of first place in my fantasy league.
And pretty early on. From the 4-3-2, yeah. I was down by 2.2 points against the Cowboys last drive with no one playing, and my opponent had both Lamb and Prescott. That interception on fourth and long got me the win. That is amazing. From the 2-4, all I needed was 17 points. I had Javonte, Aubrey, and Ferguson. I lost by 1.02 points because Shoddy went for it on fourth and five, and Ferguson and Williams both fumbled. Ah! That's my approximation. They typed in A-A-A-A-A-R-G-H. That felt right.
Mm-hmm.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus how much is ESPN costing Disney, and guess who? Next on The Fan. Oh.
KNC Masterpiece right here on a 105.3 The Fan on a Cowboys Lose Tuesday. But right now, the one thing that can lift all of our spirits, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Just how much is ESPN costing their parent company in this dispute with YouTube TV?
Do you like it, by the way, or are you ever amused by how both companies try to make it feel like it's the other one's fault? Like, YouTube TV is like, they're trying to raise your rates and cost you money. And then ESPN Disney is like, YouTube is taking away your favorite program.
The finger pointing is amazing because, like, if you just kind of read into it, you know who's in the wrong here. It's Disney and ESPN. They're raising their prices to stupid amounts of money. YouTube's like, hey, we kind of had an agreement in place. What's going on here? We're going to get into the actual semantics of how much it's costing Disney to not have that deal going right now. Plus, we're going to play a game of Guess Who?
But what?
It's a very weird one.
Okay. Always pick the most nondescript character in Guess Who. Don't pick somebody who has a hat or glasses, because you have the opportunity to lose quicker if they're like, do you have hat or glasses? And then click.
Is it a girl? And you're like, there's only three on there.
Oh.
Not very well represented.
Oh, man. Do you think they're making new Guess Who? And you're like, that you thought it was. Okay.
I almost made a politics joke a minute ago. Oh, I held off, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Held back.
Yeah, there's too much going on today for that. Please.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
Football time.
Oh, it's election day.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, the question of the day.
Never mind. You just keep talking, buddy. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. The question of the day is not political. It is about holidays, not national holidays. I got to know because I've been seeing too much of this already. How early is too early for the Christmas decorations? Because I'm already seeing Christmas trees up in windows in the neighborhood. I'm already seeing inflatables in the yards. Like, how early is too early? And tell me, when do you start decorating for the holiday season? 877-881-1053. Because for me, there is tradition and I refuse to break it.
So I did not realize my wife had these fiery opinions. The house right across the street from us, they're like, their house is kind of up like a little hill sort of. And you can see
house on a hill.
Yes. Their window. They've already got their Christmas tree up and lit and everything. And I go, look at that. And she goes, ugh, stupid. And like that, I mean, for me, you'd be like, yeah, it's been 5 minutes. Of course he said that. But for her, that is kind of out of character. So I did not know until that moment how much she despised that.
Huh. I do stand by this. The people who like will put up the skeleton and then use it for Christmas and then use it for Easter. I'm all about it. I love
it. Sure.
Thank you. I also feel like Christmas decorations should go up the day after Thanksgiving.
I support that.
That's what I think. Lucy, however, disagrees with me.
Emphatically.
I woke up yesterday, Sunday morning, Saturday morning, and she had already, you know, I couldn't remember what Saturday.
Yeah, he didn't know that the World Series Game 7 was on Saturday. He was like, no, it was on Friday. And I was like, it was not.
I may have drank a lot of bourbon on Friday and Saturday, all right? I'm just saying.
Me too on Saturday.
And so Saturday morning, Lucy had already pulled all the Halloween decorations down, even the ones outside, stacked them up on the patio. I was like, you're not supposed to go out there without us.
Are you kind of proud of her for putting in all that work?
Yes. Yes, very proud.
Okay.
But on top of that, she was like,
women are.
She goes, now go
up. PJ, that might not be the right time for that one.
She goes, now go up in the attic and get all that stuff down so we can start Christmas. And I was like, no. And I also don't like getting a Christmas tree until late.
You get a real tree.
We get a real tree, and I don't want that thing to die. Well, it's not on me, dude. That is definitely. Also, I got a great Christmas tree lot in Plano that you got to check out. I'll give you the notes on that as we get closer.
You have to pay a toll to get into the lot.
No, you don't.
What?
You just got to buy the tree. He's awesome, dude. He's great.
Oh, so you got a plug is what I'm hearing for Christmas trees.
It's Jake Ferguson's Christmas tree dealer. Is that what you call them, Christmas tree dealers?
Oh, okay.
Hey, come back here. I got some unbelievable 8-foot pines.
It's your pine fix. Yeah, get your noble fur fix now.
If you hear Corey talking about he's got a good deal on some tree, it's Christmas trees.
With the snow, I guess.
Wink.
Yeah, playing in
no,
the snow.
No, you've got the snow hookup.
Oh, yeah. He's going back to rehab sometime soon.
Informer.
In Germany. But let's see, 877-881-1053. What is the time to put up your Christmas decorations and how early is too early? Guys, I'm going to have you take over because engineering is calling me.
All right. So how early is too early,
so
Kevin?
I agree with your assessment, but I also don't get bent out of shape about it. Like when Jess was like, ugh, with that tree, it doesn't really bother me. I was like, huh. And that's it. And I pretty much move along, which I know is rare for me because there's no subject too small that I can't get fired up about. But yeah, with that, it doesn't really bother me. But I'm with you that Friday or maybe that weekend, depending on like Jess's family's having Thanksgiving on Friday this year. And so it kind of to like not conflict with other family stuff. And so I wonder if
wrong day.
That's true. I wonder if people like do a weekend thing where they're like, let's all decorate the tree together or whatever.
Did you just throw an accent in there?
He did.
Yeah. Let's decorate the tree.
Exactly. Spiced it up a little bit. I don't like it.
Okay, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right.
I think. Kind of here. 877-881-1053. The reason I asked this is, like I mentioned at the open, I've been asked the question by friends. I already have a friend, hello Carson, who put his stuff up on November 1st. And I'm like, dude, we're doing way too much. For me, tradition is Thanksgiving Day. We put up the tree. We will put up the Christmas tree on Thanksgiving Day.
Before or after the Cowboys game?
During? Usually. usually before.
Okay.
This year, during might be a solid idea.
Yeah, that's true. Because I could see after, because it feels like immediately after, like that evening, or at least the next day, they're firing up like Home Alone and the Grinch and stuff like that. So that makes sense to me.
Yeah, and after the game, I'm kind of checked out. I want something to relax. If there's any Christmas movies on TV or anything on streaming, I'll throw something on too. So may as well get in the mood right then.
This is Don H, y'all's Christmas light guy from the 6 a.m. club.
Oh, he said, a new Christmas light guy.
Yeah, but for us that own Christmas companies, we have to start in October to get everyone that wants it done by Thanksgiving. It's crazy times right now.
That actually makes a lot of sense. So this is like, this is tax season for them. Sure. Like this is, you might be like, well, it's not due until whatever. And they're like, I got a lot of clients we got to go through. That actually makes a whole lot of sense.
I will give them credit on that.
Yeah, and I can't knock the hustle. If that's your way of business, yes, take advantage of the people who I think are doing it wrong and doing it way too early. Yeah. Absolutely. So get that money and get the business going. I appreciate that. I'm totally okay with that. But yeah, I'm seeing the day after Thanksgiving seems to be very popular on the fan text as well, which I don't know where it came from for us to do Thanksgiving Day. It just kind of happened one year and we just kind of ran with it.
Okay. Do you think like you're going to continue that tradition and on? Because I definitely think there's traditions that you're like, I don't know. That's just how we did it. And so that's how I do it now.
Yeah. There's a lot that just kind of exist and I never cared to ask why or how.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's the way we do it. And I don't need to know the inner machinations of why things exist. I just need to know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Know that they exist and go forward with them. That's the nice thing about being one of the younger people in the family, too, is it's like, do I need to know all the lore about that stuff? Mm. No, I just show up, you know, play my part. It's pretty simple. From the 254, Alec drank no bourbon on Saturday. I know for a fact you don't party. I guess you don't follow me on social media.
Wow. Do you not party?
I was at a Halloween party on Saturday. Wow. Of course I did.
What'd you dress up as?
Mordecai from Regular Show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and my buddy Anthony was Rigby. So everybody was dropping all the show references and stuff. It was great. I was kind of worried that it might be a flop. People are like, oh, cool. But like as soon as we walked in, people were quoting episodes and stuff. It was amazing. But yeah, we were watching the World Series game for most of it, Corey, because we knew it was on a Saturday.
And I mean, he watched it. He just didn't remember what day it was.
I thought it was Friday. I was like, no, it was Friday night. I'm pretty sure.
See, and we planned the entire party around Game 7. And we were losing our minds, and we had bets going on it and stuff, just in-house and everything. And it was a good time. So, yes, I do. I promise. And the people questioning the pride of Mansfield, Texas, it happens every single day. I see you. I hear you. I do not make the rules. They say it. Not me.
It's true.
They say it.
I've heard people say it.
Me too. At least one. Somebody has. Guys, this whole YouTube TV spat that's going on with ESPN, Disney, YouTube TV not wanting to show NFL games and whatnot on YouTube TV. And like you mentioned at the start of the segment, Kevin, both sides think the other side is evil and wrong.
Or at least have to portray that.
Exactly, yeah. And in my mind, I blame Disney and ESPN because they unfortunately have the ability to kind of say, you're going to pay us whatever we ask, even if it's 200% more than we initially agreed on or what have you. That's just the position of power they're in because they are the worldwide leader. But this is actually costing Disney, ESPN's parent company, a lot of money. And for a $200 billion company, this probably doesn't seem like much, but still, to think about this on a per-day basis is kind of wild. Awful Announcing put out that Disney is losing about $5 million per day that this YouTube TV dispute goes on. So if we think about this going on any longer than it already has, that's going to add up at some point. Right now, $5 million a day is a drop in the bucket for a $200 billion company. But this is going to keep going and keep going and keep going. So they've already missed out on about $20 million in revenue for the 4 days that they've been blacked out on YouTube TV. So this keeps on going. It's going to keep on costing them. So at some point, you have to imagine the Disney higher-ups are going to be like, all right, we need to get something figured out because losing money intentionally is not cool.
So surely the formula that they've put together is this is what YouTube TV is offering us in like carriage rates and everything, and this is what we want, and that's the difference. And so once they pass the threshold of that difference, then, or approach it, I guess, then they'll probably go back to the negotiating table pretty hard.
Yeah. So, and I know this affects a lot of people, a lot of Tolos, and I'd like to know if this is affecting you. 877-881-1053. Let me know. Because I have Spectrum streaming, so I don't usually get the short end of the stick on some of these things. Thankfully, it's nice. Like, I had RSN in my sports package when that launched for the Rangers,
right?
You know, like, I have all the local channels, I have all the big sports channels like ESPN, ESPN2. I have ESPN Unlimited through Spectrum. There's a lot of free stuff you get through them.
Yes,
Disney Plus you get for free through them with our plan that we have too.
Fantastic Four is coming out tomorrow on Disney Plus.
I need to watch that. And I literally just found out I get it for free like last week, and I've been paying for it. So I'm canceling my Disney Plus subscription because I can get it for free. So Spectrum has been great. But I know a lot of people that go the YouTube TV route just for the ease of access for it because it's on most of your TVs. It's on most of your phones. You use it religiously if you're like me. It's appointment television for me to find random YouTube videos that add nothing to my life at night because I'm purely bored. So I know that people like the access and it's already in front of them. So I'd like to know how that affects you. And guys, we're going to play a quick game of Guess Who. I don't have the answer to this, so this is going to be really fun. But if you want the actual picture, go to Kike Hernandez's Instagram page or just search his name on Twitter. It's already blowing up. Kike Hernandez posted a picture on his Instagram page of him taking a selfie with who I appear, or I would assume rather, appears to be one of his teammates on the Los Angeles Dodgers, with their pants halfway down.
Oh, dear.
And they got a tattoo of Kirby, yes, the little pink dude, holding up the World Series trophy on their butt cheek.
So, oh, yeah, I can see it. Oh, dear.
And the caption just says in all caps, Guess Who? So my first guess was, he has a teammate named Kirby. Kirby Yates, former Ranger, ring a bell? That would be my first guess.
That makes a lot of sense.
Kike Hernandez is known to have a lot of fun on social media and post some stuff that is really going to throw you for a loop, and I was not expecting to see that when I opened my page right before the segment, so I scrapped my other content because I needed you to know that Kike Hernandez has a teammate with a Kirby holding a World Series championship trophy tattoo on their butt cheek.
Didn't he have a hat on once that said the
he did
B-hole whisperer or something like that.
He did.
It was hilarious.
And they had, and the Dodgers had to like edit it out of a social post because he was wearing it like on the team plane or something. He's a character. He's a character. So I'll leave it up to you who you think has the Kirby butt cheek tattoo on the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What a whirlwind that indeed was. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. You know what? Just to kick ourselves again, let's power rank those power rankings right here on The Fan.
That's a very long kick, but he just snuck it inside the right upright. Just. And the Cardinals have the first lead with 3:38 remaining in the first quarter.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Quick question before we get to Gridiron. I know what they said in the rules meeting or whatever, but don't you still kind of think that field goal was no good? The Cardinals one that like floated over the post and they're like, oh yeah, we're going to go to break and not show you a replay, but it's good. And then they come back and they're like, oh yeah, no, it was good.
So the Brandon Aubrey one was good too then, huh?
No, that looked like the Tecmo Bowl or whatever thing, the Madden thing when you accidentally push the arrow over to the one side and you're like, son of a gun.
What happened?
He changed his mechanism.
He did, that's a fact. He absolutely did.
And I didn't like it.
He said, you know what? That little kid, he ended up hitting one from 68 yards.
Yeah.
He was like, now it's my turn to hit one from 68 yards.
Is it sad that it sounded like the biggest crowd cheer of the night is when they sent him out there to kick that
field
goal?
They were so pumped. Everybody was so pumped. They were like, we can't believe it. And he wasn't even going to break the record. He was just going to tie it.
I kind of think we got jobbed on that. We should have set it back just a little bit more.
I think so, too.
Right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it. And that's why he missed it.
Yes.
He was like, I don't want to share this record. I want to own it.
That's true. So if they would have got a false start, as we've been known to do, 73, he would have gotten it.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to share that?
I didn't get a chance to mention this yesterday, but Caleb Williams joined an elite club with one of the greatest players of all time. Only two players in the Super Bowl era have caught multiple passes and thrown multiple touchdown passes in the same game.
Jared Goff.
It's Caleb Williams and Walter Payton. Oh, do we need to go to Alec? Alec,
yeah,
do you have news?
We got some breaking news. The Jets are trading Sauce Gardner to the Colts.
What?
That's per Ian Rappaport.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For what?
That is a good
question.
I'll
let you know.
What's the compensation?
I'm going to say a second. Based on nothing. I've not seen that. I'm just throwing that out.
Kay Adams is saying now go get Trey. So she's urging the Colts to go get Trey Henderson.
Wow. Man.
Sauce to the Colts.
That is a big move. Do you feel like over the years, and I know we still got 3 hours and 13 minutes to go, give or take.
Bigger names have moved? Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was Fish that I was always like, why are we even talking about these things? Like,
right.
It never happens.
Right.
But if you want to talk about Adrian Peterson getting traded to the Cowboys, let's do it. Like, that's what Fish would always basically, it's not going to happen. They don't ever move. But if you want to talk about it, let's do it. And here we are, Kevin. Now we're at a place where it actually does happen. Bigger names are moving. And there are teams that are recognizing that they're not good. They're like, we have a great player, but we're not good. You might as well send him somewhere where he'll be happy. And then let's get the compensation for it. And let's go reinvest in something else for the next person.
Man, they would have had to. Do you have more?
I have the return, and it's going to blow you away. Two first round picks are going to the New York Jets per Adam Schefter.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
All right. So I was just trying to kind of wrap my head around that because I was thinking they must have had to redo his contract or something like that. I wonder if the Jets took on all of the dead cap hit right now. And thus, then the rest of his contracts would be like 3 years, $54 million, give or take. If the Jets took all of the dead money hit, I think the rest of his deal would be like 3 for $54 million. And so maybe that was the deal, is they're like, we'll take the hit, but this is what it's going to cost you. That's one way I can kind of wrap my mind around it. But holy smokes. So my prediction of, hey, maybe they gave up a second and something else is definitely wrong. Two first round picks to the Jets for Sauce Gardner, who when he doesn't play against the Cowboys has looked like an elite player.
And the Colts are probably feeling like they're going to end this season, what, 30 something?
Yeah.
20 in the low 20s.
Oh, on the draft picks?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's the hope.
So they're probably, or the high 20s, if you will. They're probably feeling pretty confident that pick's going to be one that they weren't going to use as a top flight. So, wow, this is fascinating.
Man, look at the Indianapolis Colts going for it. Fascinating. Woo!
So hold on. If we spend the next hour talking about Sauce and the Jets, does that mean Jerry will be like, damn it, I got to get back in these headlines.
Ooh.
Time for me to go make another trade.
That's a good point. Actually, what I was thinking short term is it kind of feels like the Draymond Jones trade.
Kind of went,
yeah,
kind of got
really,
run right back past.
He got traded, in case you care. I want to know what the Chargers are going to do, if they're going to do anything. You did find out yesterday Joe Alt is going to have surgery for his ankle, and he's out the rest of the year. That feels like a crushing blow.
I hate that for him.
To them. So I wonder if they'll go the direction of the Colts and look to make a big splash. Oh, goodness gracious.
The Saints are sending Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks, according to Tom Pelissero.
Okay. Look, we've set the bar too high now, so every trade that you tell me that doesn't involve the Cowboys, I'm going to be like, yeah, but that's sauce trade. Uh-huh. Like, that's kind of where we've set the bar.
A Shohei Ohtani trade would be the only... Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, cool.
So now, like, the Jacoby Myers trade feels irrelevant, even though, like, for the Jags, that's a big deal. For Jacoby Myers, it was a huge deal because he didn't want to be on the Raiders. But the sauce trade, holy smokes.
Jacoby Myers, very good option for Trevor Lawrence. It'll be his best, most consistent threat for sure.
And from the 214, Cowboys ain't doing S. That's exactly what I hope happens. That is exactly what I hope happens. And this is one
I
of
don't.
The I know. And this is, and that's okay to not agree.
What?
It is.
In today's world?
How
dare you?
I feel confident.
I have two questions. First one, how dare you?
Where do you go from how dare you? I kind of don't want to do the power rankings now because I'm just like enamored.
Yeah,
with...
this changes the power rankings too, because if you had the Colts down, now Sauce is there, they should go up.
Okay, let me ask you this then. On the power rankings, almost across the board, the Athletic has the Colts a lot lower. The Athletic had the Colts at 5. Where NFL.com and ESPN had the Colts at 3.
Okay.
Is that, man, that NFL one is crazy. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the NFL power rankings. That's wild. They have the Seattle Seahawks at number 1, and then the Rams at 2, and the Colts at 3, then the Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, and the Lions at 7.
What? They're just messing with us right now.
Okay.
They are messing with us.
Like I said, that one's wild. And then
they're giving Sam Darnold a lot of credit.
And ESPN probably falls more into line with what you thought, with the Bills at 1, the Eagles at 2, and then you have the Colts at 3. But like we just said, the Colts just pulled off a just mega ginormous move. And the Athletic had the Colts behind the Bucks, the Bills, the Rams, and the Eagles.
Kevin, somebody just texted this in. And I think this makes a lot of sense considering. Go get Quinnen Williams, Jets fire sale. Now, they did just get 2 first-round picks for Quinnen Williams. I do believe the idea was that the Cowboys were talking to the Jets with the Micah trade. And that Quinnen Williams was the conversation.
I gotcha.
But they couldn't agree on the compensation for it. And I think they wanted more first-round picks, and the Cowboys were like, no, we're not willing to do that. Or the Cowboys wanted, like, there was just a back and forth there. And so that would be interesting. Quinnen Williams has been coveted around here. He plays a position of need, defensive tackle. I am seeing in this conversation, it's kind of up the middle for the Cowboys in defensive tackle, middle linebacker, safety is what they're kind of looking at. Got to be strong up the middle. That's a fact.
Okay. But is it a fire sale for the Jets?
That's not fire sale whenever it's that price.
And that's what I think. I wonder if the Jets were just sitting around minding their own business and the Colts were like, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jets were like, I mean, well, what do you think? And you're like, okay, I guess. And so that's what I wonder. But if you're right, if the Jets, or obviously we've talked a lot about the Dolphins leading into this, were to fire sale, then for sure.
Nick Harris will be on with us at 12:20.
Yeah.
Has tweeted this. Well, the Jets are apparently having an estate sale. For the Cowboys and their connection through defensive line coach Aaron Whitecotton, being aggressive for Jermaine Johnson or Quinnen Williams has to be a priority before the deadline. So we'll talk with Nick Harris coming up here at 12:20 about that.
Yeah.
That idea right there, because he has the connection to those guys. And I wonder what the value would be.
Yeah, I'm trying to break down what that cap would look like.
And
if you
Sean
made
Sharif
the move.
Has tweeted that Adam Schefter has said there's more coming. There's more coming. So
okay,
here we go, boys.
And by the way, in case you cared, the Cowboys are 21, 22, and 23 in the power rankings. Which you
what?
Know,
How can you be the three places? Is that how good they are?
No, they're just
three different power
differing
rankings.
Levels.
I thought it was the same power ranking. They were like, no, they're right there though.
They're differing levels of disappointing across the board, I think, is what it is. Coming up next, Dallas Cowboys thank you and no thank you notes after an embarrassing performance against the Cardinals. Plus,
embarrassed?
Yes, maybe more trade stuff next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.